Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You know, we call today Feel Good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
Afternoons on the Score.
The thought of going to Mobile turns my stomach. Not that I dislike Mobile.
Ant and Rami in for Spiegel and Holmes this evening here on the Score. And joining us now on the Score hotline. And hang on one sec, I got to get the read. Joining us now on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline, you see him on the NFL Network, on Big Ten Network. It is Rhett Lewis. Download the Circus Sports app today. Rhett, how is Mobile, Alabama? I mean, it's like 0 degrees here and snowing, so you can't be too disappointed to be down there.
No, but it is cold by Mobile standards, my friend. Cold tomorrow. You know, if you're one of those cold weather teams looking for a quarterback, this might not be a bad environment to evaluate tomorrow, because it's going to be about 30 degrees and 30 mile an hour winds. So bundle up, folks.
Well, Rhett is a guy who he makes his home in L.A. and has for years, but he was just in Bloomington last weekend because his alma mater won the national championship in college football. He was there for the Big Ten Network as they had the big celebration at Memorial Stadium. Rhett, man, what was it like? Paint the picture for us out there with the Hoosiers.
I mean, it was also really flipping cold. But man, did they warm it up, man? I thought the entire administration did an awesome job setting that up. I mean, it was frightfully cold, truly. But it was really cool. And John Mellencamp came in and sang "Hurt So Good." And you know, I think you just got one more chance just to say thank you, you know, to guys who, you know, from a bunch of different broken roads, found their way to Bloomington and became the greatest team in terms of togetherness that we've seen in perhaps in college football history. And that chemistry, you know, is going to be tough to replicate. But it is a part of the culture that has been set here or set in Indiana. And so they know how to find the right guys. And that is perhaps Kurt Cignetti's greatest talent. Is bringing the right guys in and getting them all moving together towards the same goal. And that was what we got to celebrate on that Saturday in Bloomington.
Now, I know you've never been shy about being puffy-chested about your Hoosiers, and sure, you have the biggest and best opportunity to do that now coming off the program's first national championship in football. But that being said, you're in Mobile at this point. The All-Star Circuit is going on. So as you're interacting with various NFL personnel evaluators and coaches and future players, how is the conversation about Indiana's national championship, you know, the storyline of no five stars on the roster? Fernando Mendoza is going to be the number one overall pick, but beyond that, it's not many early draft picks expected off of that roster from this past season. Does that adjust the way that the NFL is viewing not only Indiana specifically, but just the evaluation of college players?
Yeah, I think there's part of that. You know, I think the league has really skewed towards experience, especially at the quarterback position in the last 4 or 5 years. And I think Fernando, you know, is one of those guys. Obviously started a bunch, you know, at Cal, and then now this 16 games here at IU. You know, Indiana does have a couple of guys. I mean, Omar Cooper, Elijah Surratt, and D'Angelo Pons are likely going to be day two picks, in my opinion. But yeah, I mean, none greater than Fernando. And I think you'll see, you know, Aiden Fisher and Kyle Kamara and Pat Coogan and Kalon Black, Roman Himby. Like, those guys might go. Riley Nowakowski might get drafted. Like, they're gonna have their opportunities, and I think that's what people will see, is, you know, like, they'll understand that these guys know ball, and while the measurables might not stick out, I think you turn on the tape and the coaches are gonna love what they see, so they're gonna be like, I want this dude on my team. I think Aiden Fisher will be a great example. I don't know how he's gonna test, but if you're testing his football acumen, you know, it's gonna be you know, a perfect score. Like, as few people understand the game and have instincts in the game the way that he does. So I think that stuff will be really valuable as these evaluations are coming to bear over the course of the next couple of months.
Talking with Rhett Lewis here, Rami Makhlouf, Ant Heron, in for Spiegel and Holmes this afternoon on The Score. Rhett, I was saying before we brought you on, I caught myself last night already looking at mock drafts, and I was like, what's wrong with you? You're sick. And then a few minutes later, I found myself looking at a different mock draft. and then I just embraced it. I was like, yeah, I guess this is where we're at. And my guy Alex Kuhn on the other side of the glass here, he's also knee-deep in the mock drafts, and he seems to think that a defensive player, good defensive player, and that's where the Bears obviously need some help, could slip to them at 25 based on what you're seeing out there at the Senior Bowl and what you're hearing around this draft. Do you think that's a real possibility, that the Bears could get a blue chip guy at 25 on the defensive side of the ball?
I think it's certainly a possibility. I mean, just ask the Eagles. They've had one fall into their laps like each of the last 5 years. So, you know, for whatever reason, And you know, slipping and rising and falling and all that stuff is, you know, that's kind of what we do, you know, as we're trying to catch up to the evaluations of the professionals, you know, who are making these calls for the teams. So a lot of that stuff is just kind of perceived, but I do think there will be really good players down there. Like, we saw one here. If you're into the interior defensive line group, there's a bunch of them here. I mean, like a guy like Lee Hunter, who absolutely destroyed the Oregon offensive line in that Orange Bowl playoff game, despite losing the game. He was terrific this week. He was really dominant force as a player that can play over the center or over the guards. Like, he is a dominant dude from Texas Tech that transferred from UCF, big time stud. So, like, he could be a late 20s pick, mid to late 20s pick there. You know, there's another guy in this game by the name of Caleb Banks from Florida that I think is going to start to see his name talked about in that kind of 25 to 35 range because of his ability. He only played a handful of games this year due to injury. And so he only, you know, had minimal production. But, man, you want to talk about a big, bad man, 6'6", 330 pounds, like, can actually get up and go. Rashawn Benny really impressed me from Michigan this week. And, you know, he's another big body interior player. Grayson Halton, similar, smaller stature, but can really cause some havoc out there. So, yeah, there's definitely some dudes. You know, if you're looking for a corner, like Colton Hood from Tennessee kind of showcased his ability, but I think he's gone in the top 20. So, yeah, I mean, look, I think this is a good line of scrimmage draft. I think there's some good players on the defensive side of the ball that the Bears will have a chance to select when they come on the clock.
Now, the Bears won't be in line for a quarterback, certainly not any early in the draft. Who knows, maybe in the later rounds, just to continue to enhance some depth there. But a lot of Illini fans listening to the show here, and it sounds like Luke Altmyer, and looks like with you guys' coverage here on the NFL Network, like Luke Altmyer's looked as comfortable as any quarterback could maybe look in this sort of mosh pit that an all-star game that the Senior Bowl in a week like this could be for a QB, learning a system, throwing to receivers he's rarely, if ever, worked with before. How's the Illini great Luke Altmyer been looking?
Really prepared. is the way that I would describe it. And that's the way, as you know, Ant, from the game that we did together with Illinois and Wisconsin at the end of this last year, that's the way that Brett Bielema kind of talks about and glows about Luke Altmyer, about his preparation process, about how he, you know, gets in front of the quarterback room and kind of teaches the end of half, end of game situations on Fridays before games. And he's basically just like an additional coach out there on the field. And as a 3-year starter and a guy who has been great in clutch moments, you know, six game winning drives in the final minute of the game or overtime over the course of the last 2 years. The only Illini quarterback to throw 20 plus touchdowns in back to back seasons. There's just a lot to like about, the resume that he has built in Champaign. And I think what you saw from all of that out here in Mobile is his urgency, like the way that he's able to move quickly, through, with his eyes, with his feet, like through the play, through the progression, get the ball out of his hand quickly, whereas some guys were a little unsure of what they were seeing, of what was being asked of him, not Luke. Luke was moving at a brisk pace, with the ball in his hands, and then gets it out and puts it on guys accurately. And, and then Coach Brett Bielema kept telling us, I think that once the coaches were a little bit later to the process than the scouts and GMs, once the coaches come in, they're really going to love him. And, who's really going to love him is the starter in the room that he walks into, because Luke's going to be able to help him prepare a bunch on any given game week.
Talking with Rhett Lewis of the NFL and Big Ten Networks here live from the Senior Bowl down there in Mobile, Alabama. The guy who's gone viral at the Senior Bowl is from Ant's alma mater, Iowa, Jennings Dunker. He played tackle at Iowa. He's repping at both tackle and guard at the Senior Bowl. The mullet is getting a lot of attention. The persona is getting a lot of attention when it comes to Jennings Dunker. Is the play on the same level, or is he going viral more for the character that he is down there?
Both.
Okay.
Both. And the guys that I talk to, kind of envision him more as a guard at the next level, but he's got 34-inch arms. Like he can survive out there with the length. I think it's a matter of the athleticism showing up off the edge. I mean, he had a rep, Max Llewellyn's out here too, the terrific edge rusher from Iowa. And in practice, they've been lining up against each other every now and then in some of those one-on-ones. And I think what you can tell is like Jennings, he prepares. And so he knew exactly what to expect from Max Llewellyn and just completely erased him in the one-on-one rep. So, he's like, okay, this is a guy that has a book, that could build a book on players as he goes forward in the league, and obviously had a book on Llewellyn. So I thought that was kind of a fun, fun piece to the puzzle here is seeing those two guys, showcase their familiarity against one another. So he's been good. Apparently he eats a 10,000 calorie diet in the 24 hours before game day.
Good Lord.
Yeah, well, the good news is, like, if you come down to your Mobile, you can get 10,000 calories and 200 fried oysters. But that doesn't seem like I can take down, two dozen fried oysters in one sitting. So I think this is working out really well for Jennings to kind of keep his routine going.
So then our next meal together, I got to see you eat 10,000 calories is what I'm hearing there, right?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, all right. Gauntlet has been dropped. From a storyline perspective, we had a couple of news developments for the Bears franchise. We're in the front office. Ian Cunningham has moved on to the Atlanta Falcons. Declan Doyle, just earlier this afternoon, is now going to be the offensive coordinator leaving the Bears. And after passing up on an opportunity with the Philadelphia Eagles, now Declan Doyle going to get the chance to join up with the Baltimore Ravens. That's kind of, when folks are down there at the Senior Bowl, it kind of goes underappreciated. And I know you're there and you're covering the players and those evaluations, but there's a lot of coaches out there with their resumes and they're kind of looking for new opportunities, whether they're out of the league or in the league. Set the scene for us just with kind of the tone and the temperature of the executive and coaching end of what's happened this week in Mobile.
Yeah, that is a part of it. And it got to be for a while where this was like a second coaches convention. anybody who wanted to be somebody in the league was going to come down and try to, rub some elbows with guys that were looking for potential, looking to make hires and had openings and all that. And You know, the executive director of the Senior Bowl is Drew Fabianich, who has a history as an NFL scout and came to the game from West Virginia, where he was the GM for the Mountaineers. And so he's kind of seen this thing from all sides, and he kind of switched up the routine a little bit to where practices are a little bit later in the day. And so it provides a little bit more opportunity for, and so they do all the meetings, like the teams do all the meetings with the players before practice. So once the practices are done, the teams are then free to kind of, you know, go out and, you know, be around other people. And so there is a little bit of that element of, hey, you know, like, if you talk to so-and-so, he's down here, you should go, hey, they got an opening for this. You might want to, you know, get your name involved here, go meet this guy and that. So there's a little bit more of that happening this year. Not to say it didn't happen in the last, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years when Jim Nagy was doing an incredible job running the show, but that schedule shift is maybe allowed for a little bit more of the old hobnobbing a little bit.
That's Rhett Lewis, Big Ten Network, Sirius XM, also the NFL Network, and catch him on the call for the Senior Bowl tomorrow at 1:30 over there on the NFL Network. And our guest for the last few minutes on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Rhett, really appreciate the time and the insight, my man. Have a great weekend. Go get you some fried oysters.
Anytime, man. Ant, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate you, the both of you, and look forward to chatting down the road.
Thanks a lot, Rhett. Thanks, Rhett. Have a great call on the game tomorrow. We got to get to a break, and on the other side, the Patriots have been channeling a movie from 1979. 46 years ago. And I was like, why? What is this? And I still, I don't know why, but Tanny says he's gotten to the bottom of it, and he has the sound. He has the sound explaining why the Patriots have channeled this movie.
It's about time.
1979.
Somebody needed to discover this.
Coming up next right here, that's Ant. I'm Rami. We're in for Spiegel and Holmes right here on The Score.
Listen as history unfolds. The world's biggest game. Live from San Francisco. It's Super Bowl 60. Heard exclusively on The Score in Chicago. Seahawks versus the Patriots.
The New England Patriots are back in the Super Bowl.
It's over. Seattle has won. The Seahawks are going to the Super Bowl.
Listen live Super Bowl Sunday, February 8th. Our coverage starts at 1. Kickoff at 5:30. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Westwood One Sports Production.
This segment is sponsored by the Illinois Department of Human Services. When you find yourself betting and thinking about gambling all the time, when you lose more than you win, and when gaming is affecting your job, relationships, and more, are you really winning? We're here to help you because you're not alone. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit areyoureallywinning.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.